very excitingly, it's Saturday, April the 19th, and it's Record Store Day! And we've got lots of excited people out queuing up on Castle Road, trying to get into Pine Vinyl, and what I'm going to do is pester some of them, and I'm going to pick on this gentleman here. Oh, he doesn't want to play. Can I pick on you? What are you trying to get in to get?
Julie Ruin, Y Oak, Natasha Khan, John Hopkins, if those are available.
Wow, you must have a big bag to get all of that.
Well, it's only three things. Oh, okay. 2 7-inches in the top.
So are they all special things released today?
Yes, they are.
Excellent. So you're not that far off the door.
I think it's quite a slow-moving queue, so we'll see.
There's lots of people browsing. How dare they?
I know.
So, well, good luck, and thank you for that. I'm going to move down the queue a little bit more. You, sir, will you be... No. Madam.
Hello.
What are you after?
Get a cake, wear a cake, fly, and beans on toast.
Wow. And I think you stand a good chance. You're here good and early. It's 10:05.
Yep.
And are you going to stick around for some of the bands and things?
Yeah, I think so. We've come down from Southampton, so we've got some
Southampton. Is that allowed? I think it is.
I hope so. We don't have a record shop at Southampton.
Ah, well, you know. Yeah. Who knows? Have you been to Pine Vinyl before? Are you kind of regulars?
No, I've only been down the once.
Excellent.
I got a bit lost trying to find it. So.
And are you going to be partaking in pies later?
Probably, yes.
Excellent. To keep you warm and well-nurtured.
Yes.
Well, good luck with that. Thank you.
Thank you.
So you've got a fantastic Pink Floyd T-shirt on.
Oh, thank you very
much.
So
I'm instantly a friend of yours. Are you after a Pink Floyd item, or are you after something else?
I'm after Supersonic by Oasis. It's a 12-inch single.
Excellent. And is that going to set you back lots of money?
Only about £10, what you think, but worth any penny.
You've been saving up your pocket money.
Definitely.
Are you a Pine Vinyl regular?
No, we come around once every 2 or 3 weeks, yeah.
Excellent. Well, keep it up. Good luck. And hopefully the sun will shine on this side of the street very soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Good luck with that. We're going to get right to the end of the queue. You, sir, have a fabulous beard.
Thank you very much.
And it's well-groomed.
Thank you.
Which I know is a Pine Vinyl thing. They like beards in
indeed,
there.
Indeed, yeah.
What is it that you're after? What vinyl are you hoping
I'm
to get hold of?
I'm looking to hopefully get the limited edition Penny Royalty Nirvana.
Ooh.
And Dresden Dolls. They've got an LP out as well.
Excellent.
So we're good.
So have you been doing all your research on, you know, all the things that you could get hold of?
I checked the website last night. I'm originally from Portsmouth, but I live in London, so I came down yesterday.
Wow.
To see some friends, and I've never been here before, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you've got a real treat in store. I thought you were going to say that you've been here since 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, God, no.
And so, but I know that some people have.
Yeah, I know. I was here yesterday for a meal, and I saw some people camped out.
It's like the kind of, it's like the January sales, but much, much more exciting.
Much more vintage.
So yeah. Well, thank you for that.
No worries.
I'm going to talk to this gent here who has a little helper.
Indeed.
And are you after a record today? Just sunglasses.
Hey. Ray Parker Jr.
Ray Parker Jr. I remember him. What are you after, sir? What's your prize that you're seeking?
Nirvana, Penny Royalty.
Oh, a bit of rivalry there.
Indeed.
I'm sure they'll have some.
Credence would be nice.
Excellent.
And I can't reveal the others.
Ah, okay. Keep your cards close to your
indeed,
chest.
Indeed, sir.
And
indeed.
Have you been to Pine Vinyl before?
No, first time visiting from
another
Bristol.
Pine Vinyl virgin.
Yeah.
You will love it. You'll be there every day.
We usually Rise Records in Bristol.
Okay.
And then Spillers in Cardiff.
Ah, so you're a bit of a connoisseur.
We do like Record Store Day, yeah. Mm, yeah. Just took us a bit longer to get out of the house this morning.
It's great, isn't it, that there are, you know, now there's an abundance of independent record stores, you know,
it's
in
fabulous.
Shops.
It's absolutely fabulous. It was difficult this morning being in between Union Records in Lewes and Pine Vinyl here, so we thought we'd make this one
you
up.
Were torn.
We were torn. We were torn. But you've
managed it.
Yeah, and so here we are.
Well, good luck.
Thanks very
and
much.
And keep hold of those banknotes until that great moment you manage to pass them over the counter.
I will make sure that I do, sir. Unless, of course, somebody comes up here selling cake and coffee.
Well, I'm sure they will very soon. Thanks very much.
Have a great record.
Cheers, take care. Right, it's getting a bit chillier in the queue, but the queue is building. I'm keeping a marker. That gentleman there with the beard, he's my marker.
Is he?
He was the end of the queue earlier,
right.
And now he's the middle of the queue.
Yeah.
What is it you're after? What are you, seeking out? You could, if you want to whisper, you can tell me if it's,
no,
you know,
it's okay,
if it's lucrative.
Yeah, probably, if there's any left, the Ghostbusters theme.
Ray Parker Jr.
Yeah, the older...
Looking at him, I wouldn't have thought that.
No, I know, yeah. I was shocked as well.
But it is a classic.
Yeah, it is a classic,
exactly, yeah.
How old were you when that came out, Dan?
Probably not even born.
Yeah.
I went to see that at the cinema.
Yeah.
And are you a vinyl junkie? Have you got lots of vinyl at home?
Yeah, it's second time. Well, I came here last year for Record Store Day here and started the year before as well.
and I've inherited all
my vinyls.
Well, so what have you got in your collection that you've... Well, let me ask you two questions. What have you gladly given away?
None
of it? No. It's all cherished stuff?
Yeah, it is really, but I know Dan will look after it.
What have you got then that's prized?
AC/DC, Black Sabbath, heavy stuff, Pink Floyd, Led Zepp.
You've got to look after that.
All the classics, all the classics.
A bit of mixture, two-tone as well.
Yeah, two-tone scar. Yeah. Went through phases.
Are you talking hundreds of records? Or
hundreds of singles, but not loads of albums. I've got picture discs, coloured vinyls.
I'm envious now.
Yeah, but I haven't played any of them. They're all virgins, so they haven't been played.
You keep holding
them. Never
those.
Been played.
That's your retirement sorted, I would suggest.
Yeah.
And when you're kicking back at home, when you're listening to music, do you listen to records? Do you listen to CDs? I believe they're popular.
I know, but they haven't got the character, have they? You haven't got the artwork. And, you know, you always get some sort of poster inside when you had vinyls. It was, so much more interesting with the vinyl.
There's something kind of... There's a real relationship, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. It's just too... I don't know, I think CDs are just too smooth.
Yes.
You need to have that little jump in a record or a little scratch in it.
A pop.
Yeah, as you elbow the record off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just get some nostalgia.
That's the word, yeah.
Well, best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We'll be around for a couple of hours, so I'm going to try and catch up with you later.
Yeah, okay.
And see if you were pleased with what you got.
Yeah.
Yep, sure.
Excellent. Thanks for talking to us.
Cheers.
You, sir, what are you patiently waiting for?
Looking for a single that's been released for today. So
what's that single?
The Stranglers.
The Stranglers.
Yeah.
Ooh, is that the current Stranglers or the proper Stranglers?
It's a reissue of the original song Peaches they had. It's been released on 7-inch green vinyl, and this is one of the only shop in Portsmouth that's going to be stocking it. So
excellent. So you kind of I can tell you're a little bit anxious about getting it, your paws on it.
I did think about queuing at 4:00 in the morning, and I thought, nah. Can't
How
be
long did
that.
You think about that?
What? A
couple of minutes.
About 2 minutes. Yeah. So that was about it. So then I thought, no. Right. So
that's been reissued as a single for today?
Yeah, just for this vinyl day. So.
Wow, and I guess there aren't that many of them released.
No, I don't think so. No, so no. But it's a case of pop-up release, whether they've got one. If they haven't got one, then it's so be it.
I'm going to keep my fingers crossed for you.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. So we'll try.
What about you guys? What are you what are you waiting for, sir? Are you not a bus? Hopefully, I'm not delaying you.
Looking for the Tame Impala live EP.
Okay.
Yes, we're quite good.
Is that a release for today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a Tame Impala fan?
Yeah.
Excellent. That would make sense, wouldn't it? You buying a record, I guess.
Yeah.
Unless you wanted to explore the wonderful world of music, I suppose.
Yes. <So. laughs>
And have you been? You've been here a long time. Or you just appeared.
Just appeared.
You haven't been and come back again.
No.
Some people are up to that. I know.
Really?
Tactics in queuing. I think that's what they call it.
Yeah. Not for eBay.
No. Not for eBay. No. So. And you've got lots of vinyl at home.
Yeah. Fair bit. Yeah. And you start. Got a record player last year. Got quite a
What made you get one? Was it a gift? What drew you to it?
I think I came down here when Pine Vinyl first opened, and I bought a vinyl, which I didn't have a record player at the time. And then
you got hooked
from there, and then I thought, well, keep buying vinyl, need to buy one eventually.
Keep them going. So, and, excellent. Well, good luck with that. I hope also you get what you want. It's a bit like Christmas, isn't it, really?
It's a bit of a pop-up on this one, so... Yeah.
But slightly warmer, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for talking to me. Cheers, thanks.
No problem. So I'm with Steve from Pine Vinyl, and Steve, tell us about today. What's happening?
Today we've got Record Store Day 2014, which is essentially a very special day in the music calendar where artists release limited edition records. I must stress it's not it's predominantly on the vinyl format, but it is also on CD and cassette tape. The idea being that you basically get people back into record shops and buying records. So far it seems to have worked. I think it's in its seventh year, and it definitely gets bigger and bigger every year, and we've tried to grow with that and put on more and more events, and we have kind of milked it this year, I'd be honest, Dave, yeah.
How when you say bigger and bigger, it's national at least, is that
right? It's national. It started in the US, so it runs with our cousin country in the US. It started over there. They actually have slightly different releases than we do, like a lot of things, but yeah, pretty much is the kind of same. I mean, we're up to 632, I think, releases this year. So there's a lot of choice out there, yeah.
And have you got them all in stock?
Well, we didn't. I mean, it jumped from around 400 last year to about 630 this year. So we've tried to get the Pine Vinyl sift out to sift out the ones that perhaps may have been left behind and the ones that we were absolutely sure were going to be snapped up. Because it could be quite pricey, this kind of thing, so we need to try and sell as many as possible.
I've just met two young guys who've bought David Bowie picture discs.
Oh, wow.
Quite pleased me, because it's the only thing I've heard of so far that everybody's talked to me about. But
yeah.
give us some idea about the range of artists.
Yeah, there really is a great range, and that's a great thing with great music. I use the word great, but it's timeless, you know, and it's always awkward putting a time frame on that. You know, kids, the majority of our customers, and certainly the vinyl revival, are 18 to 25 year olds. They may have discovered music through their father's collection or their uncles or whoever, and quite possibly they were introduced to music and buying music through the likes of David Bowie and people of that ilk, the Beatles, so on and so forth. So yeah, they're certainly aware of them, and it's a picture disc and looks very pretty, and I guess, you know, they do tap into that whole collectability of it. That's why vinyl's so great, because of the aesthetics, and the picture disc is always a winner. So yeah, you know, the labels will support the older releases. I mean, to be completely honest, it's very easy for them, because they don't need to put money into a new release or an artist. They've just got to repress some records, basically, and send them out for this big day. But I mean, the message for Record Store Day, and the labels are very aware of this as well, is that, you know, a record shop is not just for this day, it's for the whole year round. So we want people to have a great experience today, enjoy the live music we've got on, enjoy the shop, and then come back hopefully next week and the week after and come and buy records every day, or at least every week or every month, you know, not just one day of the year.
Now, I'm a big fan of Pine Vinyl. I'm delighted to discover it. And I think we talked about Record Store Day, but let's talk about coming back next week and the week after. Tell us a little bit about the Pine Vinyl project, because it's unique.
Yeah, it is unique. And, you know, it was kind of tapping into two things that we felt people may enjoy. I mean, the overall idea was giving people the opportunity, certainly around the Portsmouth area, to buy physical format music, which we believe people still wanted to do. I mean, I very much believe people stopped buying vinyl in particular because they couldn't get it, because the record industry decided to try and phase out the LP, which in turn was a massive mistake, and also kind of fight against downloading, where now they're kind of embracing that. All the modern LPs, you know, they're 180 grams as standard, they come with CDs, they come with download codes. I think we've arrived at the ultimate format, really. They're all 180 grams, they're not flimsy, you get a far better listening experience. I mean, for example, not to bore you with the nerdy facts, but vinyl approximately runs at 24-bit sound quality. I think CD's 12-bit, downloads are 3-bit, so there's a vast difference in the sound quality, but overall it's not compressed, it's a really organic, natural sound, whereas when it's digitised, it's squashed and sounds like it's coming out of a tiny little pinhole somewhere. So all of these factors, yeah, led us to believe that to open a record shop at least, but yeah, possibly to combine it with another experience and satisfying all the senses, and that was to include food and pie and mash in particular. You know, vinyl is and playing records is something very cultural, very historic, and we felt that traditional pie and mash kind of tapped into that idea as well. And you know, as you know, if you're a regular customer, you can pretty much put anything into a pie, which is what we try our best to do.
You do put some wonderful stuff into the pies. I enjoy them hugely. And one of the lovely things about it is it's a completely independent thing. And so far, you've resisted overtures to start turning this into a big franchise and all the rest of it. It's quite a jewel, this little place.
Oh, that's amazing to hear that. And it's lovely to hear that from you as well. And such an important cultural figure in Portsmouth. And yeah, what we've arrived at, we do this and we feel very privileged to do this because we love it, and we're at heart, of course, every member of staff a big music fan. And you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say there were some interest in some of the ideas, but But yeah, you know, it certainly, if it happened, it would be to certainly the right people. But we're only 2 years old. You know, we're tiny little, a little puppy, and we're learning and we're kind of growing day by day. And there's so much more to do. We've got some exciting plans. And yeah, no, that's it's staying in Southsea, but it is called Southsea Pine Vinyl. So you know, that word Southsea could be replaced with another desirable place in the local community soon. So who knows?
Well, I think it's a real jewel in the crown of Southsea, and thank you very much for doing it, Steve.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah, absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Pleasure, mate.
If I can just ask you, you're right at the back of the queue.
I am.
Which is not a bad place to be.
Well, I'm not
so sure.
You'll
be
unless
at the front.
Someone's bought what you want.
Well, that's the key question. What is it you're after?
We're after the Paul Weller single.
Paul, what, now looking at you. So, yeah. And looking at your
you
badges.
Yeah. Do you think the scooter's a giveaway as well?
Is that your scooter?
Yeah.
That is a fantastic scooter. Well, that is it's a Lambretta 125, is it?
It's yep, an LI 125.
Oh, yeah. I don't know a lot about scooters.
Don't you?
But
no.
That one looks like it's been well loved and well used.
Yes, 1963, and it's a sort of shabby chic look.
It's got a fantastic horn on it as well. Could you demonstrate that?
That's because the other proper horn doesn't work.
Oh, okay, let's hear
so
that.
So this is the horn to get through.
That has
MOT required.
Not only does that have musical qualities, it's got comedic value as well, which is great. Do people dance out the way when that comes on?
Oh, well, the problem is with the Lambretta, the horn is so bad that you can actually shout louder. So,
okay.
You know, so you have to put one of those on for actually people to hear.
It's
you.
A feat of Italian engineering.
It's Italian engineering, but it's a work of art, and it's the most stylish thing you can ride.
So is it statutory to have to listen to The Jam and Star Council and Paul Weller if you've got
no.
a scooter?
No, that's sort of comedic as well, really. But it's quite funny. We're well into lots of things, Northern Soul, mm-hmm. and sort of 60s based jazz.
Oh, okay.
And obviously The Jam were a big influence on me when I was younger.
You've got
a bit
of a Paul Weller haircut, I have to say. You've got an element of Weller.
No, it's a bit of helmet hair, I think.
Is it? Is that what they call it?
If you wear a helmet, all of a sudden you take it off and you've got a Paul Weller cut.
I've kind of got George Orwell's haircut. I'm not quite sure how that happened, but anyway.
George Orwell, yeah.
So you're after that. Are there other things you might pick up, other things you might browse for?
We're not sure. We might have a little browse through and see. We'll be predominantly actually buy second-hand vinyl.
Okay.
Pine vinyl is great for new vinyl. But for today, I think it's a great day because you can get limited edition versions of your artists, and hence why there's a big queue outside.
They've got a lot of reissue stuff as well, a lot of classic stuff that's been reissued.
Well, it's the biggest growing market in the music industry at the moment, records, and I think a lot of people are buying records and not actually playing them on record decks. They're sort of having them as works of art and putting them on the wall.
You very often get a download, don't you, as well, with a new release now, a vinyl release.
Yeah, yeah, I've bought new releases from a record company called True Thoughts, which is lots of different musical influences, and they give you a free CD with the actual album, which is quite nice if you want to play it in the car.
You not got a record player in your car?
Not yet. No. I have seen one on the back of a scooter before, which is quite funny. No, I don't have a television in my lounge. I just have a record player.
There are also, unbelievably, a pile of something called a cassette in there.
Really?
It's a new thing to me. I'm a mini disc child myself.
No, back in the day, cassettes were the sort of, you know, just as, if not more popular at some point than singles.
They're selling like hot pies now, apparently.
They certainly are. But then, you know, singles were more popular than albums, and then albums became more popular than singles. And what goes around comes around. People like a physical piece of art in their hand, and there's nothing like putting on vinyl and seeing it go around and look at the album and appreciate the artwork. You read everything off of it, the sleeve lyrics. The style of it.
It's a relationship, isn't it? It's kind of, I guess in some ways it's like drinking fine wine, isn't it? You know, you can buy cheap wine, can't you, for like £3, but you want to kind of want to indulge yourself in
that
again.
Absolutely. And a nice record you spend out on something that you may have had back in 1980, you want to buy it again. And it's nice to have it back. So that's why record sales of new and old records are particularly sought after, and they make very, very good money. So it could be an investment.
Ah, I see. Very shrewd. Are you both seeking the same record? Are you?
I'm just coming with Mark today because I preferred listening to my Northern Soul music myself. So I do collect vinyl.
Okay.
The old vinyl, but obviously Mark wanted to come and get his Paul Weller record today.
The good news is you're not at the end of the queue anymore. The bad news is when you get in the store, there's another queue to join.
Is there?
So you've got to look at it philosophically, I would suggest.
I think we've got to look at it with an open mind.
And then
if
we
get
there,
pie today, though.
If we get there and it's not there, then we can, you know, start kicking off.
You're queuing to get into Pine Vinyl. Have you had a look at the special offers that are on today?
I had a quick look, and I'm after Camera Obscura, Wedding Present, Joy Division, or whatever else I can get.
You're the first person I've interviewed that I've heard of any of the things they're after, which is quite a relief.
Because we're old gits.
Yeah. Actually, I'm even older than you. But, and is vinyl special?
I'm getting back into vinyl, so I've just reset up my amp and turntable. So I've got all my old vinyl, and I was going to get some new vinyl as well to go with it. So.
You still use other systems as well?
I've still got CDs and MP3s. So, yeah. Looking forward to getting back some of my old vinyl.
And how much do you normally expect to pay for these kinds of special offers on days like this?
I think anywhere between £15 and £20 is a reasonable price for a decent product.
And you're content that vinyl's a bit more expensive than other forms?
Yeah, I think with vinyl you're buying the product, the actual, something to actually open out and take a look at the sleeves, gatefold sleeves, love them.
Yeah, I know, I understand that. Now, are these guys queuing for stuff as well?
I've never met them before in my life.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were all together. I do beg your pardon.
That's the spirit of Record Store Day, isn't it? It brings people together.
Thank you, Dickie, for yours. Okay, can you tell me your name?
I'm Liam Fleming.
And do you know what you're queuing for?
Yeah, I'm queuing for the Beans on Toast Best Of and the Civil War's live album.
Okay. I'm back with territory right now, I don't know anything about now. I think I might have heard of the Civil War. Tell me a bit about it.
Yeah, they're sort of country. They got very popular, won a few Grammys a couple years back, and then they split up.
Mum bought me Frightened Rabbit for Easter, which isn't a record, so
sending out as much sort of releases as they can, despite the fact they're not together.
So this is slightly back.
Frightened Rabbit for Easter.
Yeah, it's a live album from about 3 years ago, I think.
So we had a good time in there. What was the atmosphere like in there?
A little bit, yeah. I'm usually more down the rock sort
a little bit
of road,
like, you know,
but
kind of
my girlfriend got me into
like,
them a few months ago, and I've sort of
been
into them for a few months now, and just sort of building
on
me now.
And it's like, oh no, I don't want it, but you didn't find it when you were looking through.
Yeah.
So are you sure to get one, or does it?
I don't think it's guaranteed, but I'm sort of hoping I'll get in and get one. It's not the end of the world if I don't, but it would be a bonus.
So you're pleased?
Can I be rude and ask you how old you are?
I'm 17.
Right, so you're not a vinyl man. I mean, I'm a vinyl man.
I didn't grow up with it, that's for sure.
But you like it?
I bought a record player about a year ago. I queued here last year as well from 5 o'clock in the morning. And they had Band of Skulls last year playing, so I wanted to get there, queued from 5, and I was 27th in the queue. So it wasn't even that impressive, but but I still got a ticket, so that is cool. And I got some cool records last year, so hoping I'll do the same this year.
Is this fun day? You like all this?
Yeah, it's nice. It's cold. It's nice enough.
I'll go and get you a coffee.
Right, Rad, a regular of the Piecast, you've been given a great job today of keeping the thralling masses back from what they want.
Best job of the day. James, best job of the day.
I notice you've got red DMs on.
I do have red good minds, yeah.
To try and keep people back, or is that just a, you know...
It's more of an intimidation tactic, slash comfortable footwear that will keep my feet warm. In you go, sir. No rumble stomping in these Doc Martens. Just they're just here for show, that's it.
And it was fairly early doors this morning, wasn't it?
It was indeed. I mean, obviously, we had a bit of banter in the week, a bit of joking about it'd be nice for someone to have queued from when we leave on Friday night, which was around midnight. But much to our surprise, the first people in the queue were here from 5 p.m. in the evening.
Wow.
So it was absolutely shocking. And then, obviously, we arrive at 6 and the queue was massive. And, and we've slowly but surely been filtering people in.
And it's a bit like looking into a very packed goldfish bowl at the moment. I can see lots of excited people.
It is indeed. All we need is that kind of that rounded effect so that everyone looks a little bit distorted and we'd be in a goldfish bowl. That'd be that,
We haven't had any scrums yet?
No, there's been absolutely no aggro whatsoever. It's been pleasant and everyone's, I think, lots of friends made in the queue and stuff like that, you know. That lovely Record Store Day spirit is very much alive.
One excellent clientele we have here.
Indeed, yeah, we're very lucky to have been chosen.
And we've got some bands kicking off later on.
We do indeed.
You got anything you're looking after?
I'm super excited for where I used to be. I mean, Ed's stuff is brilliant, and I absolutely love it. and his release for today was high up on my list of things to procure, and I managed to get that, I could say that much. And the Young Knives are going to be great fun as well. I'm really looking forward to that, and they're playing right outside the shop, so I've got front row seats for that. So
that is excellent.
That should be fun.
Just lastly, when everything dies off this evening and closes, you're going to have to do quite a recce, aren't you, to make sure there's no one hiding in there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it'll be a full-on like fire sweep.
You've just been into Pine Vinyl on Record Store Day.
Yes, I have indeed.
And you were after?
The 5 Seconds of Summer limited edition tape.
It might not surprise you to know that I've never heard of that. But you didn't get it?
No, I didn't. They've been really high demand because of the...
They only had 20.
So they've already gone?
They've all gone already.
10 o'clock in the morning and
yeah, there were two girls queuing at 5 yesterday to get one of them. And they got one.
What, they stayed all night?
Yeah, they stayed all night from 5 o'clock yesterday to get one.
You can't care about music that much, can you?
Oh, no, I wanted to. She wouldn't let me.
So, now, could you get this online, though?
Probably not.
No.
And if you did, then it would be very expensive to get hold of, probably.
So, is it exclusively vinyl?
It's a cassette tape. And
oh,
they're free in their limited edition. Only for today, so they've all gone now.
So, do you play cassette tapes?
No, I'm just a massive fan of this band.
Okay. Do you have the facility?
We've got a cassette player.
Okay, so you could...
I just never really...
And you could then dump it down onto some other...
Yeah,
you know, and,
yeah. Should have been cool, but oh well.
But it's now going to be difficult to get it.
Yeah, very difficult to get hold of, but the audio will probably be put up.
It was a special release for today.
Special release for today.
Yes.
For Record Shop.
And what about vinyl then?
I like vinyl, I think it's cool.
There's nothing on vinyl.
Nothing on vinyl.
We ought to explain that Mum's talking, shouldn't we? I guess you're Mum.
I am, yes.
Do you play vinyl?
I've got lots of it, yeah, but I don't really have the player at home anymore.
No.
But
okay.
I'm thinking about getting it back out again.
Yeah.
I do.
I resisted the temptation to buy more. I went back to vinyl.
I love it.
Right, now, earlier on, I pestered you in the queue before you went in. Now, I'm pestering you on your way out, but you look like you've been successful. What have you got?
Yeah, I've got the Code Line and the Twilight Sad, and Mum bought me Frightened Rabbit for Easter, which isn't a Record Store Day one, but it's one I don't have.
So. Well done, Mum.
Healthier than an Easter egg.
A frightened rabbit for Easter. You could start something there. You could start something there. So we had a good time in there. What was the atmosphere like in there? It was kind of
packed. Quite friendly, a little bit tense.
Was it tense?
A little bit like, you know, that kind of quiet where everyone's like, oh, have you found what I'm looking for?
Any fights in there?
No, there was one guy who found something that someone else hadn't been able to find and was like, oh, no, I don't want it, but you didn't find it when you were looking through, which is very sweet.
There needs to be some kind of protocol in there.
And the little kid who was in the queue undid her dad's shoelaces. It was like...
Kids, eh? So you're pleased, you're happy. Excellent.
Happy.
So, and you're going to kind of wander down Castle Road now, have a look at the other things.
Yep.
You can stick around for the music as well.
Yeah, I think we might do.
Excellent. Well, I'm pleased for you that you've got what you wanted, and I like the idea of Frightened Rabbit for you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
So, two more gents clutching record bags. What have you got? What you come out with? Are you happy?
We were both after the same one, the Idol Race birthday party.
Okay, yeah.
And I saw them back in 1967 in a school hall in Portsmouth.
Yeah.
So it was nice to get that one.
I was only a baby then. he's my dad, so it's okay.
So you both managed to get what you wanted.
I got what I wanted. Yes, I got the one by Cardinal, which was an old issue from the 90s.
Yeah.
And so we're happy.
We're both pretty happy, yeah.
Well worth the 2 hour wait.
Now, I've seen you two hanging around in Pine Vinyl before.
So I'm
detecting that you're kind of...
Groupies.
Vinyl connoisseur stroke groupies.
Yeah, the regulars.
So is there a piece of vinyl that's elusive to you? Is there still something you're searching?
I don't think so anymore, because we're old enough to have been picked up what we wanted over the years. So
I guess there could be stuff that isn't released yet. But you know, indeed.
And the trouble is, of course, over your lifetime, you sell some of your records at various ages. And then
you haven't done that, have you?
I have done it, yeah. When I got married for a deposit for the house and that. And then you have to buy them all again, all over again.
He traded his records to a family. So, you know,
it's a tough call. You have to do it sometimes.
Someone's got to do it.
I interviewed you earlier. We knew what you were after. What did you get?
I got Camera Obscura, the 4AD EP. I also bought from their ordinary stock a Fall album. And the last time I bought a Fall album on vinyl was about 25 years ago, I think.
So Marky
Smith still does it for me.
Oh, does he? Great. Yeah, he is lovely. You're feeling deeply nostalgic?
I am indeed, yes.
Well, that's lovely.
So I'll go and get that on the turntable.
Enjoy them. Okay, so I'm outside Pine Vinyl. It's 10:30 now, and I am talking to...
Harry Lindsay and Sam.
Okay, thanks, Harry and Sam. Let's start with Harry. Have you got an album in there, or is it?
I've got a 10-inch okay. single, which is a collaboration between Nicholas Jaar and Sasha Spielberg, who's Steven Spielberg's daughter, okay. which is an interesting project. And we both also got the final copies of the David Bowie 7-inch Rock and Roll Suicide.
Picture disc,
yeah.
And is that exciting that it's a
yeah.
picture disc?
Yeah, it's really exciting. And yeah? it was the final yeah. two copies we got.
Is it the final two copies?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know that it was here when you came?
Yeah, that was like top of our list, both of us. Yeah.
But so you've been. I mean, I'm old enough to remember David Bowie when he started, but you guys aren't. So
yeah.
are you big Bowie fans?
Yeah.
From, I mean, particular. What about that new album he did last year? Do you like that?
It's not my favourite, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. yeah. Rock and Roll Suicide is up there as a song?
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Best
what
albums.
Else? What else?
Breaking Glass. Yeah, I think Low's my favourite David Bowie album.
I like Low.
Yeah, Low's the best.
Do you know the Philip Glass instrumental version of that?
No, I don't.
I'll write that on your back before you go. It's interesting thing. Yeah.
Sweet.
So we could talk about Bowie for a long time, but so but can I? I mean, you're both teenagers, aren't you? We
yeah.
don't need to know how old you are, but
yeah.
I guess you're about 17 or something like
yeah.
that. Is that fair? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was a good guess. So what about vinyl then? Because I'm of the vinyl generation, but you guys aren't.
It's just something we got into, really. Yeah. We've been buying vinyl for a couple of years.
Up on it.
Yeah,
so
it's just something
your parents.
Yeah.
yeah, so there's the influence.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, and so there's record players at home.
Yeah,
yeah. We both got record players.
And is it one of the formats you use, not specifically the only one?
Yeah, we use
MP3.
Multiple. Yeah,
and vinyl mostly.
Yeah, yeah that's
so
it really.
With something like the new album you've bought, the Spielberg thing, or the 10-inch. Sorry.
Yeah.
I guess you might not have that at the minute in any other format.
No.
I guess you've got Rock and Roll Suicide.
Yeah.
yeah. So will you shift that onto MP3 as well so you can listen to it elsewhere?
I might do. I definitely would if it was a whole album, yeah. but because it's just a couple of songs, I might just only listen to it on vinyl.
So you're looking pleased. I talked to you earlier in the queue.
Yeah.
Did you get what you wanted?
I did. I got two out of the three. I got the Y Oak album and the Natasha Khan 7-inch.
That's not bad going, is it?
No, not too bad at all.
Good success rate. What was it like in there? What was the atmosphere like in there?
Really nice. Just quite friendly and chilled, but warm, which was the best thing, I think.
Which makes a change from out here, which is cool. I'm not going to say cold, it's just cool.
Yeah. So. It's a little bit chilly when you're queuing, so it's just like nice, and smell of pies in the air as well.
And what about you? You're clutching a vinyl as well.
I bought a Flaming Lips LP.
Is that a new one or a...
Well, I believe it is, Record Store Day.
So. A special release.
Yeah, we'll see what that is.
So you're going to run home now and listen to them? Is that
the
idea?
All day. We'll come back for the bands. Come back for the bands a bit later.
And obviously, if you get home and you listen to it and you don't like it, bring it back.
Put it on eBay.
Oh, eBay. Yeah, there's an idea. Cheers. Well, well done.
Tell me your name.
Jason Merritt.
And you're in a band called...
Yes, I'm a solo singer now.
Okay.
I perform around Portsmouth, you know, sort of doing 70s and 80s classics and some of my own material. I've come down to Pine Vinyl tonight because a couple of years ago I interviewed Adam Ant. And I'm off to see him tonight, and
are
I
you?
Bought the Dirt Wears White Socks album, which has been reissued on white vinyl.
Okay, and is that a special offer today, that album?
It's a one-off Record Store Day exclusive, and you're only allowed one copy per one person.
And you got one?
Yeah, yeah. I've got the original album, but this comes out on white vinyl today.
Right, so a specialty.
It's a good album.
Am I allowed to ask you how much?
I pay £20 for it.
And that... Feels all right?
That's a really good, fantastic present. The good thing about Record Store Day, it's everyone thought vinyl was dead. But as you can see from the queue today, it's coming back in a big way.
I love that. But do you play a lot of vinyl at home?
I do, actually. I've not fell out with vinyl, but sort of like everyone, we've got into CDs. And I own an MP3 iPod. And sort of my friend Bruce, he sort of, you know, met my friend Bruce with mutual respect for music, and he got me back into the love of vinyl.
Yeah. Well, I share that. I understand
that.
Yeah. Thank you very much
Thank
indeed.
You very much.
Lovely.
Nice to meet you.
Cheers.
I've just caught two likely people coming out of Pine Vinyl. Another fabulous beard, I have to say. The beard, I'm struggling with the beard, but I'll get there. What? More importantly, what are you clutching under your arm? What have you just got? Are you really excited?
I am indeed. I've bought an Explosions in the Sky record that I've had for a long time, but not on vinyl.
Wow.
I couldn't find anything in the specials, in the special record store day bit today. This is something I've had my arm for a long time.
What time did you get here this morning? Were you early birds?
About 7:30.
Yeah.
Wow. So not as early as some other people, but...
early enough.
Yeah, just too tired to get up any earlier. So.
And what have you got? What are you clutching?
Well, I got a special record store day record.
Wow.
It's a sort of Sun Records compilation. So Sun were the sort of first people to bring out a lot of the old blues artists. And a sort of...
It's got Blue Suede Shoes as the first track. That means it's credible.
Exactly.
And a whole host of other things.
Yeah, lots of... I love real sort of old blues, like Delta blues and stuff like that. So it's nice to get that on vinyl, and also that it's specially put together, curated for Record Store Day as well, just makes it even more special. So,
have you ever been to Sun Studios?
No.
Oh, I've been there. It's a fantastic place.
Yeah, if I could afford to go to America on holiday... I totally would. If we could palm our kids off on someone for a week.
A week?
Maybe
a month.
Maybe two.
It's one of those places, outside it's quite uninspiring, inside it's awesome.
It's just incredible. Mm. So yeah, I didn't even know they would have this here today. I was torn between this or the Beach Boys special edition that I had out today. That was a transparent blue vinyl as well.
Wow.
But I could only limit myself to one, so I went.
You've got to rein yourself in sometimes,
yeah,
haven't you?
Yeah, definitely.
We have a limit.
Yeah.
And are you folks local? Are you from Portsmouth? Or?
Yeah, we live just off Albert Road, so about 10 minutes away. And just love Pine Vinyl, think it's amazing. Mm. And it's just a great community feel here as well, which is really nice. You feel like you're part of something. You're not just a customer, you're kind of part of a wider...
There's some faceless
wider
enterprise.
Wider family of music lovers, and that's really nice.
That is really warming to hear that. And it is quite cool out here, so that's
it's
good.
Very chilly.
Yeah. I'll let you crack on and get a coffee or whatever you're going to do.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking to me.
All right, thanks.
Cheers.
Very
thanks.
Much.
Tell me your name again so I don't get lost.
Sam.
Okay. And what you didn't tell me about before is that you bought Frank Zappa single.
Yeah, Don't Eat the Yellow Snow.
And are you a big Frank Zappa fan?
Well, I wouldn't say a big Frank Zappa fan, but this song has always stood out for me as a good one.
Okay.
It's pretty funny.
Where did you get to hear Frank Zappa?
My dad used to play it a lot. He's a fan.
Well, good for your dad. Okay, well done, thank you.
Right, so there's two gents here with vinyl tucked under their arm or in a fabulous Record Store Day carrier bag.
Absolutely.
I didn't even know they existed.
Absolutely.
So what have you just sought out and acquired?
Pet Shop Boys Fluorescent Mixes.
Wow.
It's a Record Store Day exclusive release.
Ah, so, I saw that listed.
Yes.
Is it a grand colour, or is it a kind of...
It's as bright as blue gets.
Ah.
Yes.
What kind of blue is it, do you think?
The sort of blue that would match my eyes.
Yeah,
which would really help someone, listening to a podcast to understand what colour blue my eyes are.
Describe that, excellent.
Absolutely. So, look at that.
Wow, that is fantastic.
That is stunning, isn't it? Proper Pet Shop Boys styling.
And what time did you turf out of bed to get that, then?
We came here, we were here for just before 8.
Yeah.
Weren't we?
Yeah.
Wow. We're here just before 8 o'clock.
And you haven't been disappointed?
No, not at all.
Excellent.
No. It's our third... Record Store Day here. We've been to everyone since.
Brilliant.
I submit the first one.
You're veterans.
We're veterans of this now. But the first one with me and six guys stood outside while he went in and bought a record was a bit, I wonder if this will catch on, and then to turn up today and see everybody queuing right the way down the street. It's amazing.
And now the queue's a little bit lighter than it was, but there's probably a good 30 or 40 people struggling to get in the shop. The shop is rammed,
yes.
I have to say. You, sir, what have you got hiding in that carry bag?
Same again.
Oh, another Pet Shop Boys.
Another Pet Shop Boys 12-inch.
Excellent.
Also got a Rammstein LP.
Oh, so you're a fan of German heavy metal?
No, only because it's got a Pet Shop Boys mix on it. So that's
I see.
Yeah. The link.
It's a bit of a link.
Yeah.
So you're a fan of Articulate Pop, is what
that's
you're saying?
That's the one, yes.
Absolutely.
And what's the 7-inch you've got
just
there?
Just a Coldplay 7-inch.
Well, I don't think you should mention Coldplay.
No.
we'll let that one by.
Are you going to stick around for the bands and things that are going on later? And
yeah, we're going to see what's going on. We're going to take a wander up the street and see what's here. Yeah.
Are you local? You come from Portsmouth or
Porchester?
So okay, not too far.
Drive,
just
too
over
far.
The border.
Yeah, yes.
But allowed.
Yes.
There were some people earlier came from Southampton. Ooh. I've never heard of the place.
No, not at all.
Well, enjoy your Pet Shop Boys tracks. I'm sure you've heard them before, but the sound will be much richer and warmer, won't it, when you get it?
Absolutely.
When you get the needle on the record.
Definitely.
Cheers, thanks for talking to me. Cheers, thanks.
Now look, you've just come out of Pie and Vinyl, having got in pretty early in the morning, and you've bought something which I don't recognise, but can you tell me what it is?
It was actually a recommendation. We came down here for something else, and it's been recommended that on the Common stage today, a band called The Boy I Used to Be are playing. I'm not going to be able to be around here for that time, so I've picked up the tape. The cassette tape, which is fantastic that it's in cassette tape. I'll plop it straight into the car when I get back.
Ah, now tell me, okay, so I'm interested in how you play these things. So you haven't bought vinyl, you've bought a cassette tape.
I've bought a cassette tape.
That's really retro.
So I can play it straight. Well, no, I still have it in the car. I have my 13-year-old car, and it's still got the cassette tape from that which I ordered extra when I had it made for me. So it played the kids' tapes when they were little.
Right. And when you're at home, you play tapes at home?
I have got tapes still at home as well, yeah.
And other formats?
I still have vinyl player as well, mainly, obviously, CDs.
What about online stuff or anything like that? Do you ever...
I have to admit, I listen to a variety of radio stations when I'm at work. I'm a teacher, and when the kids have gone home, I plonk in a radio station and I'll listen to that on the speakers in the classroom.
Right, now, you've just come out of Pie and Vinyl, and you've got the two key things that they sell, pie and vinyl. Let me ask you about the pie first. What pies have you gone for?
I've gone for the all-day breakfast.
Ah, good choice.
Wild shroom and asparagus.
An excellent choice as well. Mm. And what about your vinyl? What have you got there?
Yeah, the purchase we came in for was really the Regina Spektor, but they only had three copies and it had gone. But we have got the Pixies. New Pixies album, which I was also
bit of a Frank Black
about.
Fan, are you?
So I do like a bit of Frank Black, yeah.
Excellent.
So yeah, successful.
So is that going to be tastier than the pie? It's going to be a contest there.
We'll have to wait and see when we eat the pie.
And what was it like in there when you got in there? Was it the Palace of Dreams?
It was warmer, yeah. No, it was good. Yeah, they've got a good system. We were here last year as well, and I think it was their first year, and it was a bit overwhelming for everybody involved, I think. So this year they've got it sorted.
Did you have a particular elbow tactic to get to what you wanted?
Everyone's been very polite. I think it's a good crowd.
That's good. It says a lot about the clientele, I think.
Absolutely, yeah.
So is this, you're going to add these records to a big stockpile at home, you big vinyl collectors?
Getting bigger.
Yeah.
So we were here last year. We picked up a couple last year, and yes.
It's when it moves from room to corridor.
Absolutely.
That's when you get worried.
Yes. Yeah. Well, our flat's quite small, so yeah, we'll have to watch that.
Excellent. Well, I'll let you enjoy your pies.
Thank you.
And enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks.